आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी आस्क्ड स्टेट्स टू क्रिएट एनवायरनमेंट फॉर स्टार्टअप्स टू फ्लरिश एंड सिंप्लीफाई कंप्लायंस टू अवॉइड हैरेसमेंट ऑफ सिटीजन्स। Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake in New Delhi today. A two-day special debate on the constitution to begin today in Rajya Sabha. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government is preparing a comprehensive plan for welfare of surrendered Maoists and those affected by Naxal violence. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passes away in San Francisco, US. And in hockey, India beat China 3-2 to lift Women's Junior Asia Cup title in Muscat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiatives to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often lead to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobardhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest. Mr. Dissanayake, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi yesterday. He was received by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. The Sri Lankan president will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He will also visit Bodh Gaya in Bihar. We have more from a correspondent.
This is the first bilateral visit of President Dissanayake to India since he assumed presidency. The visit is expected to further strengthen the multifaceted and mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Dissanayake will participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. The merchandise trade between India and Sri Lanka has reached $5.5 billion in 2023-24. Sri Lanka is India's closest maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region and holds a central place in the Prime Minister Modi's vision of Sagar and India's neighborhood first policy. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
A two-day special debate on the constitution will begin today in the Rajya Sabha to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. A similar debate was held in Lok Sabha on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the debate in the Rajya Sabha tomorrow. The BJP has issued a three-line whip for all its Rajya Sabha MPs, urging them to be present in the upper house today and tomorrow during the debate on the Constitution of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah interacted with the surrendered Maoist and the families at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar, during his Chhattisgarh visit last evening. The Union Home Minister said that the government is making a comprehensive plan for the welfare of the surrendered Maoist as well as the people affected by Naxal violence.
भारत सरकार सरेंडर युवाओं का और सरेंडर लोगों के जीवन के कल्याण के लिए और इसके साथ साथ जो नक्सलवाद या हिंसा से पीड़ित लोग उनके कल्याण की समग्रता से योजना भी बना रही। 15,000 मकान भारत सरकार अपने खर्चे से इन नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्र में बना रहा है। एनडीडीबी को मैंने जिम्मेदारी दी है कि सारे नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्र जो नक्सल से मुक्त भी हो गए हैं वहां पर हर परिवार को एक गाय या भैंस देकर डेयरी कोऑपरेटिव बनाने की हम शुरुआत करेंगे।
Our correspondent has filed this report.
On the second day of his Chhattisgarh visit, the Union Home Minister will pay tribute to the security personnel martyred in Naxal violence at Amar Vatika in Jagdalpur today. He will also interact with the families of the martyred Jawans. Apart from this, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level meeting in his state capital Raipur this evening to review the anti-Naxal operations and the progress of development projects being carried out in the Maoist affected areas. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The winter session of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly will begin today. This session will have four sittings and conclude on December 20th. On the first day of the session, tribute will be paid to former Rajya Sabha MP Gopal Vyas and former Legislative Assembly member of undivided Madhya Pradesh. After this, the second supplementary estimate for the current financial year will be presented in the House. The winter session of the Maharashtra Assembly will begin today in Nagpur. We have more from a correspondent.
The winter session of Maharashtra Assembly will begin today with the introduction of newly inducted ministers in the Council of Ministers and tabling of the supplementary grants for this year. The cabinet expansion of the ruling Mahayuti government took place yesterday with 39 ministers taking the oath. BJP tops the tally of cabinet ministerial berths with 16 cabinet ministers, followed by Shiv Sena's 9 cabinet ministers and Nationalist Congress Party's 8 cabinet ministers. Addressing a press conference on the eve of winter session of Assembly in Nagpur yesterday, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis also informed that a total of 20 bills will be introduced in this session itself. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
The winter session of the Telangana State Legislature will resume this morning. It may be recalled that the Assembly and the Council were adjourned on the 9th of this month after Chief Minister Revanth Reddy's statement debated on the Telangana Thalli statue. A meeting of the Business Advisory Committee, BSE, will be held later today. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passed away in the United States last night. He was 73. Family sources said that the maestro was battling blood pressure-related problems. Earlier, Zakir Hussain had been admitted to a hospital in San Francisco after experiencing heart-related problems. We have a report.
Ustad Zakir Hussain was born on March 9, 1951 in Mumbai. As the eldest son of the illustrious tabla player Allah Rakha, he was naturally drawn towards music from a very young age. In a career spanning 6 decades, Hussain won 5 Grammy Awards, including 3 at the 66th Grammy Awards earlier this year. He also acted in few movies, including Saaz, Heat and Dust. His most recent film, Monkey Man, released in 2024. Zakir Hussain collaborated with several renowned artists, both Indian and international. The collaboration fused Indian classical music with jazz, creating a unique sound never heard before. Hussain received the Padma Shri, one of the country's highest civilian honors, in 1988, the Padma Bhushan in 2002, and the Padma Vibhushan in 2023. Deepmala Kaushik, News Desk, Delhi.
The nation celebrates Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Rich tributes have been paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. It was on this day in 1971 the chief of the Pakistani forces, General A.A. Khan Niazi, along with 93,000 troops, had surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces, consisting of Indian Army and the Mukti Bahini. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh saluted the bravery and sacrifice of India's armed forces on the occasion of Vijay Diwas today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that the country will never forget their sacrifice and service to the nation. He said that the forces' unwavering courage and patriotism ensured that the country remained safe. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 28,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first 2 weeks of this month. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, pumped in 22,766 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets and 4,814 crore rupees into the debt market. In hockey, India won the Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 championship in Muscat, Oman last night. India defeated China 3-2 in the penalty shootout to successfully defend its title. We have a detailed report on India's stellar performance in hockey.
In the penalty shootout of Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 final, Indian goalkeeper Nidhi made three crucial saves, while Sakshi Rana, Ishika and Sonalita Topo striked in the shootout to bring the trophy home. Lauding the efforts of Women in Blue, Hockey India has announced a reward of 2 lakh rupees for each player and 1 lakh rupees to each of the support staff. India's Deepika Sehrawat, with 12 goals, remained the top scorer of the tournament. Moving on to domestic cricket, Mumbai has won the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy 2024 last night after registering a 5-wicket victory over Madhya Pradesh at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Opting to bowl first, Mumbai restricted Madhya Pradesh to 174 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs before chasing down the target in just 17.5 overs. Suryan Setge has won the Player of the Match award in the finals for his overall performance, while Mumbai's Ajinkya Rahane was named the Man of the Series. For Akashvani News, Om Vishupadhyay, Sports Desk.
In men's international cricket, day 3 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is currently underway at Brisbane in Gabba. India were 22 for 3 in the first innings when reports last came in. Earlier this morning, host Australia were all out at 445 runs in the first innings against India. Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah took 6 wickets and Siraj got 2, while Nitish Reddy and Akash Deep clinched 1 each. Moldova has signed the International Solar Alliance ISA Framework Agreement and officially joined the ISA. In a social media post, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that India welcomes Moldova for joining global efforts to promote clean energy and sustainability through the ISA platform. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency also predicted cool wave conditions over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Vidarbha, Odisha, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Saurashtra, Kutch and Telangana today. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on consumer awareness, rights and responsibilities with Nidhi Khare, Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guest on understanding consumer rights and responsibilities to help make empowered choices. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 at 9:30 p.m. onwards today. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. If India unites, Bharat will be Viksit by 2047, says Prime Minister, reports the Asian Age. The Tribune quotes Union Home Minister Amit Shah telling Naxalites, give up arms, surrender and join mainstream. The Times of India quoting Omar Abdullah on Congress helming INDIA says leadership has to be earned. Prime Minister Modi leads nation in paying tribute to Sardar Patel on his 74th death anniversary yesterday, reports the Statesman. Truth Social CEO to lead Trump's intelligence board, writes Business Standard about Devin Nunes' new role. The tabla falls silent. Ustad Zakir Hussain passes away at 73, reports the Pioneer. And finally, Raj Kapoor's anniversary is celebrated in Pakistan, says the Financial Express. The paper writes that Pakistan cultural enthusiasts and film lovers gathered at the iconic Kapoor House in Peshawar on Saturday to celebrate 100th birth anniversary of legendary Bollywood filmmaker and actor Raj Kapoor. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked states to create environment for startups to flourish and simplify compliance to avoid harassment of citizens. Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake in New Delhi today. A 2-day special debate on constitution to begin today in Rajya Sabha. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government is preparing a comprehensive plan for welfare of surrendered Maoist and those affected by Naxal violence. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passes away in San Francisco, US. And in hockey, India beat China 3-2 to lift Women's Junior Asia Cup title in Muscat. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.